Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know how great your house looks and smells when it's just been cleaned? So fresh. And somehow, a clean house makes your head feel fresher, too. With a housekeeper from Care, you can reset your house and your head as often as you like for less than you think. Find a great housekeeper, set a schedule that works for you, and check cleaning off your to-do list so you can put your mind to other, more fun things. Get the housekeeping help you need at Care.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Prog Watch. Tonight, you join us in the far meadow, where the atmosphere is very peaceful and tranquil. Various fish are swimming lazily. And in the distance, formal horses are quietly grazing. Suddenly, the peace is shattered by the arrival of a stampeding herd of Gabriels. And what seems to be a rather oversized tiger moth.
Hello, you fellows! It's Pete Jones from Tiger Moth Tales here. You're listening to Prog Watch with Anthony Rosick. Chocks away!
And opening the show there was Focus with House of the King from their album Focus 3, which, as you can imagine, was their third studio album. It was released as a double album in 1972. Focus, of course, consisted of Thies Van Leer on vocals, organ, piano, flute, piccolo, harpsichord, Jan Ackerman, guitars and lute, Bert Reuter, bass guitar, and Pierre van der Linden on drums. And before that, we had a little bit of zaniness from my friend Peter Jones of Tiger Moth Tales. A few weeks back when Peter was a guest on the show, he had agreed to do a couple of promo spots for me for fun. And that one was a lot of fun. You can see he got creative and actually spent some time on it. I really appreciate it, and I want to give Peter a shout out. In fact, I'll do better than give him a shout out. Speaking of Peter, at the time of the recording of that special, Peter alluded to something that was going on that he couldn't quite let out from under his hat, I guess, as you might say, a secret project that he had been working on. Well, in the intervening weeks, it was revealed that he was working on a project with a band called Red Bazaar. They're a UK band consisting of Paul Comery, drums, Andy Wilson, guitars, Mick Wilson, bass, and Gary Marsh on keyboards. They've put out a couple albums of only purely instrumental music. But for this album, they hooked up with Peter Jones and had him do some vocals, and what I've heard of it is just amazing. They've released a couple of tracks as a preview for us DJ types on internet radio stations and whatnot, and I'm going to go ahead and play one of them right now. And the name of this track is Queen of the Night, and it's from the forthcoming album Tales from the Bookcase by Red Bazaar. And Bazaar is spelled a little bit differently in that name. It's B-A-Z-A-R if you're trying to look them up on the internet or whatever.
They call
So once again, that was Red Bizarre with Peter Jones, our friend from Tiger Moth Tales, on vocals. The name of the song was Queen of the Night from their forthcoming album, Tales from the Bookcase. And that album will be officially released on March 15th. Pre-orders are open right now. It's available from White Knight Records. And on April 1st, this album, along with the band's three previous releases, will be available from their Bandcamp site. Next up, I've got something from an artist that I much admire, John Mitchell, who has worked with It Bites and his own solo project. He's been in the arena. I did a whole special on him a few months ago, Prog Hopper, which I got to get back to doing some more of those. I enjoy doing them. I had a few more artists in mind who would fit the bill. But I got, I've really been getting into some of these interviews lately. I hope you guys are appreciating them. I hope you guys are enjoying them as much as I'm enjoying doing them. But anyway, this is from John Mitchell's just released EP called The Nostalgia Factory. It's the first release on his White Star Records label, which he set up with Magic Eye Records founder Chris Hillman, who's not the guy from the Birds. But the EP features covers of Porcupine Tree, Phil Collins, Justin Hayward, and Emerson, Lake & Palmer songs. I decided for the show to play the track The Nostalgia Factory, the title track, which is a cover of a Steven Wilson song that only appeared on cassette. So here it is, John Mitchell with his newly released EP, The Nostalgia Factory.
Thank you.
And just to reiterate, that was John Mitchell from his newly released EP, The Nostalgia Factory. That was the title track, a Stephen Wilson cover.
And now for something completely different.
Yes, and next up I'm going to play something a little different from a band, an Italian band that I've featured here before. I guess they're what you might call heavy prog. It's Mechanical Butterfly. I'm going to play a song called Sparks Within a Downpour from their album The Irresistible Gravity.
Thank you.
And that was Sparks Within a Downpour, is the name of the track, from the album The Irresistible Gravity by Mechanical Butterfly. And that band consists of Alessio Orange, or Alex Orr, on guitar, Dario Laletta on guitar, Toti Bella on drums, Roberto Morano on bass, Laura Basili, keyboards, and Francesca Pulverenti on vocals. Once again, Mechanical Butterfly. You can find them on Bandcamp, and they have a Facebook page, I believe. Talented band with some nice material.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Prague Watch on Voyage 35 Radio.
And coming up next, I've got a song by a band called The Gift. This is a UK outfit. Consists of Mike Morton on vocals, David Lloyd on guitars, Howard Boder on keyboards, Kirk Watson on bass, and Joseph Morton on drums. I've just recently discovered these guys, but I really like what I've been hearing. Their debut album, Awake and Dreaming, was released in 2006, and it was brilliant. I loved it. This one is from their latest album, Land of Shadows, which was released in 2014. And the name of the song? The name of this epic, I should say. The Comforting Cold.
Tinsel tongue announces long delays. I never call my lonely friend. I think I may have shamed myself. There's still such dust upon the shelf. And did she think? Where's my key? And where's the life in front of me? The square root and the politics. The futile fuss, the fiddlesticks. The goosebumps.
Now at last, I'm gone.
clutch back to the moral bliss. Oh, the rest.
Sure, my old guest host Dave Luttig would appreciate that one because he always did enjoy playing the longer songs. But back in the day, the show was only an hour and we couldn't play anything like this. But it was The Gift with the epic song entitled The Comforting Cold from their album Land of Shadows, released in 2014. One thing's for sure, I hope they don't wait another 8 years between releases because these guys are really good. Now I'm going to get back to a feature that we've not had time or space for, or it just didn't fit the format the last few weeks. It's the Prog Radar weekly recommendation and bite-size review in conjunction with my friend Martin Hutchinson, who runs Prog Radar, the Facebook page, and progradar.org, the webpage over in the UK. But anyway, this week we've got one from Martin, and it's from a band called Geff, G-E-P-H. Their album is called Geff. It was just released, and the song is Splinter.
Yeah.
Again, that was Splinter by the band Geff from their self-titled debut album. And Martin's review goes like this. The Chapman stick is an instrument that is so flexible it can produce a multitude of sounds. And when utilized with the skill of these impressive musicians, it is a mighty thing to behold. Aided and abetted by the excellent drums, you end up with a really intense and powerful listening experience that makes you think, and it is all the better for it. Geff is a band worth watching, as they really should be going places. Once again, those were the words of Martin Hutchinson, and if you haven't, go check out Prog Radar, his Facebook page and his website, progradar.org. All kinds of great music reviews over there. It'll help you figure out where to spend your hard-earned shekels with so many great prog releases floating around these days.
Non-stop radio.
Forge 35.
And here's another new band that I've just, well, new to me, I guess. I've just recently discovered them. The name of the band is Lazuli, L-A-Z-U-L-I. And the song I'm going to play is called Vita Est Circus from their album Nos Aimes Soleil, released in 2016. They are French, as you may gather. And translated from French, I think the title of the album means Our Drunk Souls. The name of the song, I think, translates to Life is a Circus. I'm not sure, but who gives a crap? This sounds really awesome, so I'm going to let it rip. Once again, this is Vita Est Circus by Lazuli.
Je gilonnais au sol dans une
some great stuff there from Lazuli, French band. They've released, about a half dozen albums over recent years. And I just discovered them, but I really like their sound. And I really try to not let the fact that a band sings in a foreign language be a barrier to me enjoying their music. In this case, you know, it's obviously a little harder to get into a band when you don't understand what they're singing about. But if you want, you know, there are like, you know, you can plug in lyrics into Google Translate and get an idea of what's going on to some extent. But sometimes the music just speaks for itself, and the way it's sung also just wins you over, I guess, is what I want to say. The same is true for a lot of the great progressive Italian bands from the 70s, such as Premiata Forneria Marconi, La Orme, and Banco del Mutuo Soccorso. Those are always fun to say. I enjoy those bands very much. In fact, I was planning on maybe doing a special on some Italian prog from the 70s. I hope you guys would be amenable to that. I've kind of been hesitant to do it, a little worried that if it's all music sung in Italian, you might not be able to appreciate it. But maybe I'll work on looking up some translations of the lyrics to at least give you a general idea when I play the song of what the song is about, so you can maybe at least get somewhat of an idea of the emotion and stuff. But I love a lot of the Italian stuff. And now I'm on to something French here with Lazuli. Next up, I'd like to play something from Headspace. This is a band, it's kind of a supergroup. It has Damian Wilson of Landmark, Threshold, Maiden United. He's worked with Star One, also with Arjen Lucassen. But Damian's on vocals. We have Adam Wakeman, who of course worked with his father in Wakeman & Wakeman. He's worked with Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath. He's worked with the Straubs and done all kinds of other work with various other artists. Obviously Adam on keyboards. We've got Lee Pomeroy on bass. He's been around the block quite a few times with It Bites. He's also worked with ELO, Rick Wakeman. I even saw him two tours back with Steve Hackett. He was in Steve Hackett's band playing bass, 12-string. He had a double neck. The guy's really great, Lee Pomeroy. And we have Adam Faulkner on drums. Anyway, from their latest album, All That You Fear Is Gone, from 2016. This is Headspace. The name of the song, Secular Soul.
He suffered, he broke bread into his holy venerable hands, and his eyes lifted up to heaven, unto God the Almighty Father, giving thanks to thee. He blessed, broke, and gave to his disciples, saying, and eat ye all of this, for this is my body.
This is my body.
This is my blood.
This is my blood.
Sacred name. No one will understand life until the whole world is changed. Can I give any more? Gave to you all, fill the pain.
changed in our time is flesh and bone in a chlorine free cover. I don't want to partake in keeping the laws that you didn't have faith in. It's international. It's international.
Once again, that epic was Secular Soul by Headspace. The album closer from their latest release, All That You Fear Is Gone. This is their second album only. Their first was called I Am Anonymous from 2012. And I wanted to mention, you know, that I had been actually talking to Damien Wilson about having him be a guest on the show. He had some personal things going on. He seemed very agreeable to it. So hopefully we're going to have him on sometime later this spring or early in the summer. That would be a great conversation with Damien Wilson. Just he's been around so much and been in so many different groups, and he has such a wonderful voice. So in the meantime, I'll wish him well with some of the things that he's been going through. I don't want to talk about it on the air to respect his privacy. But anyway, yeah, shout out to Damien Wilson, and hopefully we'll have him on here sometime in the near future. Next, I'd like to do something from Southern Empire. This band was formed by keyboardist Sean Timms after the dissolution of the band Unitopia. I've admired Unitopia quite a bit for some time, but I never got around to playing them here. I'll have to play some in the future, even though I guess now they're officially defunct. But they put out some really good stuff throughout the earlier part of this century. I can recommend them highly. And I can also recommend this project. I'm going to play a track for you. This is from their album Southern Empire, which was just released this year. And the name of the song is How Long. Thank you.
trust the power within. Wait for the show to begin. Switch to another sun. And when ours is done, then I'll be truly snowed in. Am I on the right path? Free from the aftermath. Conscious of everyone. Maybe I could be wrong. Milking the golden calf. But it's still standing in my way. And I can't tell you why it's here. As everything starts to decay around me. How long, how long, how long will you stand in my way?
Thank you. you stand in my way? How long till you fall? How long till you melt to the ground?
So once again, that was Southern Empire from their just released self-titled debut album. And the name of the song was How Long.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And so nevermore shall we see you again.
Yes, that is about all we have time for once again this week. We jammed a lot of great music in there, I think, and I hope you enjoyed it. So if you like the show, please stop by and like the Facebook page or follow me on Twitter at ProgSquatch. And if you haven't checked it out yet, the website, I'm still working on it, and it's coming along. We're getting there. So until next week, when I'm going to have a fellow by the name of Gordon Midgley of Napier's Bones, I'm going to feature some of Gordon's solo stuff. I'm going to play some Napier's Bones tracks. And we're also going to preview a song from the forthcoming Napier's Bones album. This will be their third release. So until then, I'm going to say to you, Prog on, brothers and sisters.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.